Blog Talk Radio.
We appreciate all of our amazing fans at the Hair Radio Show. And we know that you have many choices of how you spend your time each morning. So we thank you for listening, because your hair speaks volumes.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Gary Hines.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Gary Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carafe Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
Someone else.
I don't like leaving under
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Kerry Hines.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
We've talked many, many times about lighting that spark of motivation, or lighting that spark that will inspire you to become motivated over the years. I'm Kerry Hines out of Brooklyn, New York, and entrepreneurship has been my life, really. And if there has been one part that I have taken to heart about sharing with others, I think it is, it has been what creating that spark, starting the whole entrepreneurship journey, has been about. But I say equally important has been the aspect of what to do to maintain that level of inspiration, to maintain the level of motivation. That's something that you need to be reminded of. We all do. It's important that you share your journey with others who have a positive impact. That is the key, positive impact on what you're trying to accomplish. I think that's an important tip. So, yeah, I think it's an important tip. So remember, the initial spark, yeah, that's very important. We're not going to downplay that. But also, that day-to-day aspect of making sure that you keep that motivation high. And we're here to help you. We're here every day on the Hair Radio Morning Show. We are here to help you to accomplish that goal. So, you have a big support system. All of the fans, literally, from all over the world who tune in to this very broadcast. Again, I'm Kerry Hines. I just want to say thank you. Because you guys inspire us.
Roots Rock Salon. Healthy roots, healthy hair. Our expert stylists will help you shine naturally beautiful. We offer everything from hydrating shampoo, conditioning hair masks, oil steam treatments to lock in the cuticle, and an array of natural styles and programs to promote healthy hair growth using professional products. Book your consultation today online at RootsRockSalon.com. Visit us at 72 Harrison Avenue, West Orange, New Jersey, or call us at 973-957-7800.
Good morning, everybody. I am Kimmy Love, Kid Entrepreneur, and I made a book about children's hygiene and hygiene in general and kids going to the hair salon. You should buy my book, and I encourage you to buy my book because It is inspiring to young child authors, and it is inspiring to young girls and young boys and young children.
That's 11-year-old author Cammy Love and her book, Cammy's Spa Party. It's on sale today at Amazon. Pick up this amazing book for young minds, Cammy's Spa Party.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of The Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand completely living off of Black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one Black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois, and that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have two little girls. There means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few Black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about Black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our Black community my life. The Black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine a light on what happened in Tulsa. Most Black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring Black hair care back. There are great Black hair care companies that exist, Black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the Black community can own the biggest Black hair care brands, that the Black community can own Black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in Black neighborhoods, and Black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a Black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the Black hair care products that only Black people use, and they are not owned by Black people. So I've issued the Black-owned hair care challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, "Hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-owned hair care challenge," and tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy Black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a Black-owned company.
I hate to break it to you, but the truth is, how someone treats you is how they feel about you. So don't try to decode or make excuses. It's simple. If they act like they don't care, they don't care.
The funny thing about strong people is that they don't need you. They choose you. And if you ever take them for granted, they'll be content without you.
They will talk about you regardless. They are watching you regardless. So do you.
All right, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Terry Hines. Now, my very special guest, of course, is someone you know very, very well. And I'd like to be the very first to welcome Mr. Eugene Davis. Good morning again, Eugene.
Good morning, Kerry. How are you?
Doing just fantastic. Now, let me bring to the line the one and only queen of the morning, Miss Nicole Marie. Good morning, Nicole Marie.
morning, Nicole.
Good morning, Carrie.
Good morning.
And if that's not enough, we've got the one and only Michael Hopkins, who is the King of Flames. You guys know him from the Bet Talk Radio Show. So good morning, everybody.
Hey,
good
Michael.
Good morning.
All right. Well, listen, I kind of want to jump right on in. And the conversation today, first of all, it is fantastic to have you with us, Eugene Davis. It really is. It's such a pleasure.
Yes, glad to be here,
indeed.
Always.
Well, let me tell you, we just enjoy all of your contributions through Conversations with Hair for our network and all that you're doing. Since you've arrived here, you've made quite
definitely
an impression on
we
me.
We love it.
Thank you so much, Carrie. I appreciate that.
So, yes, absolutely. So today I want to kind of talk about where we're headed, where we are on the Hair Radio Morning Show. First of all, let me officially thank our fans. We have the most loyal, the kindest, the most dedicated listeners, the most dedicated fans of any radio broadcast ever. And
sure
I'm just
do.
I just want to appreciate and say thank you to everybody for supporting us, to all the fans who support
us. Thank
you
so much.
Thank
yes,
you, guys.
From coast
appreciate
to coast.
All of you.
Yes.
Oh,
from
yes.
New York
yes,
to California.
We do.
And all around the world. I've got to shout out
yes.
the folks up in Canada at Hair Radio Canada. I've got to
hey,
shout out
Canada.
To the folks at Hair Radio Ghana and across the
Ghana.
Diaspora of Africa, Australia, Europe,
Australia.
So Asia. So, you know, I thank you guys. And, of course, the Vet Talk Radio Show. The same way, Michael Hopkins has been leading the Vet Talk Radio Show and doing a great job. So we thank all
yes.
the fans
yes.
of the VCR show.
King of Flames.
And,
oh, yeah.
Yeah. And while we're at it, let's shout out to Girl Power Nicole Marie leading up
hey.
The wonderful contributions
Yay.
With Talk for Families and Women and all of her support that she's done to make sure
mm-hmm.
that children and students and education is forefront at the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Oh, yes. Thank
and,
you.
And we wouldn't be called the Hair Radio Morning Show if it weren't for folks like Eugene Davis, who helped to bring
right.
the hair part to the hair radio. He
oh,
brings
yes.
the hair to the hair radio show.
Okay.
So that's
so
true.
Yes.
Now, listen, guys, let me just say this, because I want to say it's been 800 shows. That's a lot
wow.
of shows. That's
it
a lot
is.
Of talk.
It is.
Okay, and
it
I always
so
tell
fast.
People, it goes. It went super fast. And
from
if you look at it,
yeah.
we're talking, and like I say, if you do the math, you're talking about an average at least 3 guests per show. We've had many more folks on per show, probably double or triple
right.
that. But if you really look at least that, we're talking about over 2,500, or about 2,400 interviews alone. At least.
Wow.
At the minimum.
Wow. That's a lot.
So
a lot.
That's a lot. So I just want to say thank you. Our guests, let's thank our incredible guests who've been on the show. We've
yeah.
chatted with so many movers and shakers here. It's been amazing. So I want to kind of, you know, just in honor of our 800th episode and beyond, I want to talk with you guys today a little bit about your experiences since coming to the Hair Radio Morning Show, what this has meant to you, what does our fans mean, what, you know, just kind of start to share a little bit about this whole experience and what are you hoping it can be or what it is and all of that. So today is our day to, you know, I call it fan talk because it really is about us sharing and continuing to inspire the fans and vice versa. So let's lead in. Let me, Eugene, since you're our special guest, we'll have you come in just a bit. We're going to get Nicole Marie, Michael Hopkins, and then Mr. Eugene Davis. And myself, okay? So,
good.
Nicole Marie, the queen of the morning, what has
oh,
this
yes.
experience been like for you? And what goes through your mind when you think of 800 3-hour live episodes?
Wow, Carrie. It's just
each one
it's just
being an
amazing.
Hour, 3 hours.
Yes.
Amazing.
It's amazing. It's, oh, goodness. Time has just gone by so fast, and going through it, we really don't think about it. It's just every day, you know, we're working hard to produce more for the show, to bring the best to our fans, all of our listeners. And it's just been just an amazing, amazing ride. I'm just so thankful and just so blessed to just be a part of this wonderful team that and family that we are. Every day is something different. It's something that's new. We're always bringing new and just creative guests, just talk, conversation, education to the program. And I'm so happy to be a part of that. And we're always looking for new things to bring. So it's just a very exciting time for myself. I think for all of us, just being a part of it and just looking to improve even more and bring more exciting things to the show.
Just to Thank you, Nicole Marie.
And to it's just wonderful because we are truly a one-stop shop. We are definitely here for our fans. If they need someone to talk to, we're here. We are definitely here. And I just love that everyone on the show and that's a part of our family is so genuine and just we are truly here for our fans to provide the best programming for our fans. We spend so much time in production bringing just new material, new information, just things that will educate them and enlighten and encourage and inspire on a daily basis because there's so much going on in our society today. You never know what someone is going through, but we want our fans to start their day with us, inspired, motivated, happy, to start their day, to have the best day, starting it with the Hair Radio Morning Show.
I love it. Thank you, Nicole Marie. Outstanding. I think you just shut it down.
Okay. Yeah, how about that?
Follow that.
Yeah.
Michael, you got a hard one to follow now. I tell
you. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It really is.
That. Yeah.
Nicole Marie, she just. Yeah.
I get so passionate about it because I love our fans. I love the show and just what we do because we put so much into it for our fans.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Awesome. Well, Michael, take it away. Now, Michael, I also want to say this, and this is a great setup for you because you came in the door as just literally through Vet Talk Radio and your commitment to the veterans. And I knew absolutely nothing. I am not a veteran. I have some family members who are veterans, but I knew very little of that world. And so, now doing all of this, we put together an entire season, and now you're in the midst of your next season. And it just amazes me so much that I've learned a lot. And, I mean, I thought, you know, we were helping the hair and beauty community only. And we have expanded out to so many other folks because of what you have brought to the table with Vet Talk Radio. So I'd like to talk a little bit about that, Michael Hopkins. What has been your holy, what would you like to say? We're talking about 800 Hair Radio Morning Show episodes and beyond. So what do you want to say, Michael?
Well, you know, guys, most of my life, I have been in some type of uniform, some type of either law enforcement, security, Department of Defense. That's the realm that I have been in. And the kind of the ironic thing with all of this that we're doing here, I went to school for this. And in the process of going to school for this many, many moons ago, my career took an altered path. You know, I went in the military, so I have 21 years of the military experience and law enforcement, security. But the funny thing, I've always had a mission. No matter what I was in, I always had a mission. We always had to be ready for things. We always had to do all kinds of things to support the mission, support the troops, take care of things. When I got here to the Hair Radio Morning Show and I met Carrie Hines, it was kind of funny. The reason being, it started out that it wasn't me that was going to be doing a show. It was somebody else. And I was just kind of the guy that was the little the go-between, and, you know, the other person was going to have the show, and I was just representing. I guess that's a good way to say it. Well, what started to happen, I was listening to the format and watching, you know, how things were going. And life is funny. Just like Carrie was saying about how this whole thing works. But it's so funny. I had an idea about a veteran show for disabled veterans, of which myself, I'm a disabled veteran. And I've watched other formats for disabled veterans. They were all fine, well, and good, but I just wasn't satisfied with a lot of the formats, a lot of the people that were on the formats. And it kept gnawing at me and gnawing at me and gnawing. And I kept saying, you know, maybe I could do something better than what some of these guys are doing. And I was kind of scared to approach Carrie with this idea because this was hair beauty community. And here I am thinking, asking him about a show about disabled veterans. And I was thinking, well, you know, he'll probably shoot it down because this is not in the realm of which he's operating. This might not intrigue him to approach something like this. But I kept having that kind of gnawing feeling, and one thing led to another. And I got up the courage one day, Carrie and I were in a meeting, and I got up the courage, and I told him about the concept of veterans and helping veterans by having a platform on a radio. And I never forget, instead of Carrie shooting the idea down and, well, you know, we really don't do that on our format, he got intrigued with it. He said, that sounds interesting. Tell me more. And now I'm in the panic mode. I'm thinking, oh, my God, I gotta tell Carrie more about this. And I don't even know where to begin. I just know that, you know, I know how to talk to vets about this. I go through what they go through, and all of us have problems with the claims and what they do, and we're not educated. And that's the way I approached him from an educational standpoint. And him and I, we would have meetings, and we're talking, and we were trying to come up with the idea of, well, what shall we call this show? And we kept bouncing stuff around, and the idea came out. And I'm thinking, Carrie, more I think about it, I think it was more like your idea for VTR, Vet Talk Radio Show.
I definitely know it was a collaborative effort. And as you said, we bounced around ideas.
So true.
Yeah.
But the whole thing for me has been such a journey, and just to be a part of, we're getting on to 800 shows, and just to be a part of all of that.
And beyond.
We're going to, like to infinity and beyond.
You got it.
It just, It's so beautiful, though. It really is, because I'm always, this is another mission for me. I actually have a new mission, something new to accomplish, some new ground to break. And that's one of the things I'm used to doing that. And I was at a point where I needed a mission. And all of a sudden, Mr. Cary Hines showed up and he gave me a mission. So, Cary, I thank you, appreciate you a whole lot, man, because you gave me a mission. And as a soldier, that's what we always want. We always want a mission to go on.
Wow. Well, I'm saluting you, Michael. Thank you very much, Michael Hopkins, Vet Talk Radio Show, King of Claims. Very much appreciate it. Listen, if you guys are just joining us, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, I have a very, very special broadcast today. It's really in honor of our 800 episode, live three-hour episode and beyond. So this is one for the books. And I'm here with amazing, amazing panel of folks. Of course, Nicole Marie from Water Valley, Mississippi. Michael Hopkins from beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia. And a very, very special guest sitting in with us today. Couldn't get any better than this. We're talking about the one and only Eugene Davis. So
hey,
I am so honored. Hello, Eugene. So when you hear all of this, Eugene, when you hear all of us talking about 800 episodes and being part of this community of hair and beauty talk, and what goes through your mind with conversations with hair? What goes through your mind as the host?
First of all, it's going to be hard to follow Nicole and Michael. They express the passion and how they feel about the Hair Radio Show. And I'm also passionate. And what goes through my mind is, I'm thankful and I'm blessed to be a part of this team. It's not something that was in my comfort zone at first, but you talked to me and you allowed me to have a voice, because I would do it on social media, but nobody could hear me or see me. And then you gave me a voice that allowed a platform to express my voice and express the concerns that I had when it comes to so many things in the hair industry, not just for professionals, but for consumers also, because I think information is power. And there's so much that I've learned over the years, because I've been a licensed cosmetologist for 30 years, and I've learned so much, but I couldn't always convey it to professionals and also to the consumer the way I wanted to. And I found that when we have topics and subjects, that you allowed me to just go in and just break it down and be very honest and transparent about what is going on in the beauty and hair industry. And that's what I love, because there aren't that many opportunities for us as professionals to express ourselves like that. And I just want to help people understand what the point of view from the professional and the point of view from the consumer, because professionals don't always know the needs or what the consumer's concerns are, and the consumer doesn't always know what the needs of the professional or what they're trying to convey. So I just want to be that bridge that fills in that gap in communication. So I thank you for the opportunity, and I love just talking with you and talking about the concerns that come from all directions. Yeah, and educating people so that when women or men go into places or salons or deal with professionals, they don't go in without knowledge. Just giving them knowledge is so important. You know, and then giving the professional the knowledge to know what the concerns of the consumer. So I guess I just said it a second ago, bridging the gap, but just evaluating what the needs of our industry is.
So Eugene Davis, you are very much welcome. And I want to officially, Eugene does not know this, and this is my very first time making this announcement on air to the world. But I am declaring Mr. Eugene Davis as the brand new Hair Radio Morning Show's Chief of Hair.
Wow.
Wonderful.
Oh my God, thank you. Wow.
Congratulations.
You scared me for a minute. I was like, oh.
Yay.
Wow. Hell yeah.
Yes,
wonderful.
You are our hair chief. You have earned it. Your legacy in this industry is forever here and seared at the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Oh, amen. Thank you, Kerry. I appreciate that. And I love being here, and I will continue to have conversations and talk about things that are concerning to, like I said, to the world, and but specifically to the professional and the consumer, just giving out great information.
Well, listen, your commitment has definitely expanded to the young folks and the folks just starting their careers. You travel, you literally traverse the country like Madam C.J. Walker, you know. You're out there talking to folks and connecting with the burgeoning stylists and the industry folks, and we love it. And sometimes we miss you here because we just appreciate you so much. And, so we just, you know, we ran a welcome back recently here on the show. And the first thing, Nicole Marie and Michael, do you guys remember what you said, you know, just recently when you heard this latest episode on Conversations with Hair? Go ahead, say what you were thinking. And I think even Michael posted.
Absolutely wonderful. Yes. I mean, it was wonderful. I was so happy that you were back and to hear you, and the interview was just wonderful. I was all in. I was all ears.
Oh, well, thank you.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hunt.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Kerry Hines.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Kerry Hines is the longest running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Coming soon, don't miss the brand new Hair Radio streaming network show, I Love the 90s. Take a listen back to interviews of the biggest names in music, including CeCe Peniston, Tony Terry, and of course, Destiny's Child. Tune in and enjoy the memorable moments with the Hair Radio and their lineup of amazing artists telling their stories, giving insights, and of course talking hair and beauty right here on Hair Radio.
Well, Madam C.J. Walker, most everyone has heard of her. And because when I'm in a crowd, let's say 1,000 people, and I ask, how many here have Madam C.J. Walker? And hands go up everywhere. She's an incredible person. She fought against lynching. She gave money for fighting against lynching. She went to Washington, D.C. to help create legislation against lynching. She was a woman of great character who helped to develop entrepreneurs, women entrepreneurs. And yet, the question I generally have in a situation like that is, okay, what well did she draw her water from? Who,
right.
What shoulders did she stand on to become who she was? And so I bumped into Annie Malone. And hardly in that same crowd of 1,000 people, you might have 99% of the folks raising their hand about Annie Malone, about Madam C.J. Walker, but then you might have three or four people saying they know who Annie Malone is.
Right.
So I figured I'm going to make it part of my life mission is to help help people know about who Annie Malone is.
Yes.
And because she was...
Yes. Go ahead. Go right ahead. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. She was...
Oh, no. She was an incredible person. She was actually, she trained up over 75,000 women entrepreneurs.
Mm-hmm.
She trained Madam C.J. Walker in 1905, and Madam C.J. Walker became a Poro agent, because that was the name of her college, Poro College. She built this beautiful building in St. Louis, Missouri, four stories high. It looks. I have an original book that people can get off Amazon if they go to parocollege.com. And Paro College, it's just very simple. The word, first word is four letters. Paro, P as in Paul, O as in Ocean, R as in Ralph, O as in Ocean, Paro, like P-O-R-O, college.com. And they'll see this building, and then they'll also see a booklet that she published back in 1926. And a part of my Black History collection, yeah, I have an original one of those 1926 booklets. There's very few of them around. And when you open up the booklet, the first thing you start looking at is how incredible this building is. It's like it's straight. If I just showed you a picture of some of the rooms, you would swear it's out of Wall Street, New York. And this particular building was a building where she trained up, as I mentioned, over 75,000 women entrepreneurs who she gave cash awards to for saving accounts or home purchases. She gave a diamond ring to them after 5 years of service. Her philanthropy toward them and toward others was legendary. This building is just an incredible place that she created for this. She owned a whole city block in Chicago. She paid, imagine this, 1926 alone, she paid over $40,000 in taxes. Just think about that.
Amazing.
One of the first people in the entire state of Missouri to own a Rolls Royce. And
Who was actually the very first self-made female African-American millionaire? Annie Malone, or was it, I mean, not that it, you know, is something we should, you know, compare on any level, but I'm just curious because I've always grown up thinking it was Madam C.J. Walker with all of her, you know, things and accomplishments.
Yeah, from all the research I've done, if I were a betting man, and I'm not a gambling man, but if I were, I'd bet the farm that Annie Malone was the first millionaires of African descent, women, female millionaires in the country.
And that's
just
what
based
I'm getting.
On the timing.
Why? How on this earth? I try to figure this out as well. How did? And I love Madam. I love both. And all the things that
there's no comparison.
They
both are wonderful. Yes.
Absolutely.
And that's not even part of the discussion here.
Right. Exactly. But how on this earth did Madam C.J. Walker take all the things that she learned, which I'm sure was a wonderful tribute to Annie Malone, and seems that only America, it seems like we only remember or know of the accomplishments of the student as opposed to the teacher.
I think a lot of it had to do with Annie Malone. What happened is that she ended up getting married in, I think it was 1924-ish, right around there. And what happened is that after she got married, her husband, he was not a very good man. And he caused such incredible problems for her that I just shake my head. and felt that he was due so much more than and they ended up getting divorced, let me put it that way.
Wow.
And from that point on, what happened is her business became she was a very, if you look at her building and everything that she did, it was incredible, impeccable, you know, clean. It was orderly. It was, I mean, you could see the record system she had. My point being is that this was an incredible person. But once, after the wedding, then what happened is that he began to sabotage everything. And so, and she never recovered. Then the IRS got involved, and she never recovered from that at all. Here's a college that employed, in 1926, 175 people with franchise outlets in North America, South America, Africa, the Philippines. A wealthy, wealthy woman. And then at the end of her life, she pretty much dies destitute. And all that's left right now is the orphanage, the Annie Malone Orphanage, that was a facility on Good Avenue. I don't know if you remember the song Johnny Be Good by Chuck Berry.
Yes,
he grew up on Good Avenue, right around the corner. And that's where the spelling Johnny Be Good, G-O-O-D-E, in the song, it comes from that Good Avenue.
All the time, I thought it was just Johnny Be Good, G-O-O-D-E. So,
yeah, G-O-O-D-E. If you look it up on the internet, you'll see that's how it's spelled.
Wow.
And he later became a beautician under the Poro system. He graduated in 1952 because he thought the music thing wasn't going to work, and so he became a beautician. And of course, his songs just took off, and you know, he never went back to it. But
right, amazing.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. It is Thursday morning, December 8th of 2022, and it is so great to have you with us. If you're on the East Coast, it's 6:48 in the morning, and for our folks in Central Time Zone, 5:48, and I want to bring back to the show a recent addition to the broadcast. She helps us to take care of our hair talk. Let me just say, she's all the way from California. So there's 3,000 miles in between us as we talk each day. Coming back again, Miss Keisha McAllister. Keisha, good morning and welcome
back to
the Hair Radio Morning Show.
We were just afraid you
weren't going to return. We might have scared you off yesterday. But no, good morning. No, that was a joke. That was my sense of humor. You'll get used to that. How are you today? Happy Thursday.
I am good. Happy Thursday to you. How are you?
Doing great. Well, listen, the folks were just listening to, that was a piece we did for our 800th wonderful show that is on the way next Friday. So a week from tomorrow, it'll be right here. Starting the whole show, the whole 3 hours, is a very special broadcast. Again, it's our 800th episode. So Eugene, our Conversations with Hair Chief, he was with us on the broadcast, and just fantastic. And, of course, we have Michael Hopkins and Nicole Marie.
They'll be
with us in just a few minutes. And our special, special guest, of course, Keisha McAllister from out in Cali. So we want to talk to you a little bit more about that. Yeah, I want to talk about your experience out being part of the Hair Radio Morning Show. So what went through your mind yesterday? Did you kind of know what to expect, you know, with this whole new journey for you, Keisha?
You know what? I can't say that I had a huge expectation. I was just expecting to have an adventure. And yesterday was definitely the beginning of a great adventure. No, yesterday was a lot of fun. I had a lot of fun with Nicole Marie and with Michael Hopkins. And, of course, with you. So It was a lot of fun. So I'm excited about being the newest addition to this team. Yes.
Absolutely. We have a family here. And I'm just honored. I really am. We have a wonderful family, and everybody is just, you know, we're just googly-eyed over having you be part of this whole experience.
Googly-eyed.
And,
okay.
Yeah, of course. I think that's the right word for it. And so what happens, Nicole Maria and Michael will be with us, of course, in the next hour. You're talking about just wonderful, wonderful, you know, they just love bringing the live talk. And we're so excited about that. And then, of course, we usually have a spotlight guest in our third hour. So that's kind of nice. And I have to just say, you know, we're going to do it. We're going to be doing it up in the morning. And that's why I also wanted to bring you back this morning, today, to talk a little bit about what folks can begin to expect from us. We're building an entire hair platform right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. So this means that hair questions will be answered. We can do live hair questions. We'll be able to do Ask a Hairstylist right here through our show and over at our social media site, which is the Hair Radio Online Community. We'll be able to have all kinds of articles and all of that wonderful good stuff. And when Eugene has time to join us, of course he'll drop by. And we're building our hair community. And I want to say that... you know, I'm quite honored along. And we're just excited. She's a licensed cosmetologist out in California.
I'm
just excited. You're out in California. So in the northern part, we talked a little bit about this. Now, your area, what is your town again? Tell everybody. Sure, it's Fairfield, I believe.
I'm in Fairfield. It is, as we use the term, equidistant from between Sacramento and San Francisco. But Fairfield is on the way to either place, and it's a small little military town. But it's kind of cradled and nestled in the Bay Area in the northern part.
Wow. I can't wait for you to do a radio tour for us of these areas. So either you go to the right or you go to the left. So you to kind of lead us off and take us on a talking tour of some of the wonderful highlights when folks, you know, in your area. I would love to be introduced to that. I think that would be great.
Yes, I'm looking forward to it, definitely.
Yes. And that's what we are. I'm going to tell the Cobra and Michael. That's exactly what they have also talked a little bit about where they are from. And, of course, I've shared about Brooklyn and all of that. And we're going to continue with all of this. It's nice to have a whole added segment to this show that brings a fresh perspective on things. So I'm super excited about it.
Yes, definitely, you know, brings some, like, a little West Coast perspective to
actually, I was thinking about that. Now, folks, a lot of folks we have folks from all over the country. And we have a lot of West Coast folks, too. Yeah, I have a big, big, big following out in California. I've noticed that in different parts of the country, some folks, they may have slightly different styles or the way that, you know, they have certain focus on certain things and, you know, and that's just the way it is in different regions. And so we often talk,
true.
I usually talk with you guys, you know, the hairstylists who traverse the country, you know, at different parts and doing their shows and, you know, doing platform work and all of this. So we're gonna really be getting into a whole lot. Then there'll be panel discussions that I look forward to having you on with some of our other incredible stylists who drop by. And so it's a wonderful we're going to have a blast. It's a great community.
It's a great way, definitely a great way to educate people.
Yeah.
You know, this is the one thing that you're walking around with is your hair.
Exactly.
So good or bad, you need to figure out what's going on with it. Yeah, definitely.
Exactly. And I'll tell you, the Traction Alopecia Foundation, TAF, which I founded, which is so critical on talking about it really links to education and information. That's what the real core of this is. But everybody knows the attraction. Just, you know, we're going to talk about proper hair care and how to prevent from even getting the touching alopecia. Because here's the reason why I formed the foundation. And that is that touching alopecia is the number one type of alopecia that Black women deal with, period, or none. And
period.
What happens, period. But do you know what I noticed? When I, along the way, being on the Hair Radio Morning Show, again, this is why we care so much about what we're doing, I noticed that the organizations who address alopecia, they have different, they've been on my show, so I know who they are. They've got organizations who address alopecia. And here's the funny part. Now, alopecia, there are many different types of alopecia. Some are, you know, internal and all of that. And then traction alopecia is the only real type of alopecia, in my opinion, that is 100% preventable through education and prevention.
Yes.
But the Alopecia Foundation don't even talk about it.
Which is amazing.
Never. None of them. We are the first Traction Alopecia Foundation in the world. And ours has to do with education information.
You are ahead of the game. Honestly, you're really ahead of the game. Because as Black women, or even as a Black stylist, it's not only just the consumer, our customers that are damaging hair. You still have a lot of hairdressers.
Oh, absolutely. Like you were talking about, what was that, YouTube view?
Oh, man. And the bad part is, and they're even going in and sitting in people's chairs, and you have hairdressers ripping at customers' hair. So it's something, like you said, it's 100% preventable. And it is really paying attention to what you're doing. It's paying attention to what you're doing and caring about it.
Thank you. Wow.
So thank you, Carrie.
Leave you alone.
Thank you, Carrie.
I'm leaving you alone, Keisha. You definitely, my God, it's like you were born to be here. This is amazing. Wow. How lucky are we?
I'm grateful to be I'm grateful to be part of this team. No, seriously.
Listen, you are just doing some big stuff. So I know a lot of times you'll be with us in the first hour, but we're also going to have you to be a critical part of the show in the mid hour and the third hour from time to time, and just make any kind of contribution. Plus, we're going to be doing we have a whole plan, so get ready. So, Keisha, I just want to say just awesome job, and we look forward to having you back here. So, you know, you'll be dropping by between now and next week, and then coming up in January, we're starting this incredible platform. And like I said, you'll be our chief person for the TAF, which I'm super excited about, Traction Alopecia Foundation, Ask a Hairstylist, and all of that. So lots of wonderful things on the way at the Hair Radio Morning Show. Plus, we're going to talk more about your new branding moving into from Lavender Beauty over to Mohair. We want to talk about that. So maybe tomorrow, if you get a chance, you drop in, we'll chat a little bit about that in the first hour. And just, you know, do some big, big things. I'm super excited.
Oh, that'd be great. That'd be great.
All right. Well, listen, welcome aboard. That's how we do it here at the Hair Radio Morning Show.
You.
Well, listen, it is great to have you. Okay, we're going to take a music break. We'll be right back. Nicole Maria and Michael, everybody, we're just moving along. Keisha McAllister, the newest edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. West Coast is in the house bright and early. All right. Stay with us, everybody. Here's Amy. All right. Thanks, Keisha.
Just to be stronger than me. You've been here 7 years longer than me. Don't you know you're supposed to be the man? Not pale in comparison to who you think I am. You always wanna talk it through. I don't care. I always have to comfort you when I'm there. But that's what I
to be stronger than.
Everybody, I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Kerry Hines.
All right, we're back live again. It's Thursday morning, December 8th of 2022. Yes, I'm Kerry Hines, and it is great to have you with us. It is our show number 796. Show number, wow, 796 as we broadcast. We're marching towards our 800th show, which again will be Friday, December 16th of 2022. And super excited about it. And we'll talk a little bit more about that. Let me bring to the line our queen of the morning. So we're talking, of course, about Nicole Marie out of Water Valley, Mississippi. Nicole Marie, again, good morning to you, Thursday, December 8th.
Good morning.
Yes, happy mid-show.
Happy mid-show on this terrific Thursday.
Yes, yes. Well, we'll get into some host chat. I first want to acknowledge the incredible contribution of this incredible, wonderful new lady from out in California. You just heard her from Fairfield, Cali. Yes, of course. So she's bringing up West Coast flavor. From the northern part of California, Ms. Keisha McAllister. Yeah, she'll be dropping in with us throughout the shows. Yes, we're mapping out her schedule now. So she's going to, we'll let you know when you'll be able to catch her right here on the broadcast. She's going to be bringing it, as you heard. And I think she's going to be a great fit for the show. So I'm really, really excited about it. Yes. And then, of course, earlier we had you guys on with Eugene Davis, of course. Kind of kicked off and led off the show, the broadcast, I should say.
Wonderful.
So, yeah, really good stuff. Yeah, so I'm excited. So, you know, we're putting together a whole bunch of wonderful, wonderful information, and that's what Keisha was talking about as well. And we're going to get into some of this traction alopecia. We're going to talk about alopecia. We cannot do the Hair Radio Morning Show and not talk about it. So we'll be checking in with her and talk about therapy and talking about branding with her great salon out there, Becoming Mohair, out in Cali. So we will be continuing all of this, and lots to come. Lots to come.
Oh, yes. Always working on new things for all of our
We do. We really, really do. And it's the holidays. So what can we say?
Yes,
it's the holidays.
Wonderful time.
Yes, a wonderful time. So, Nicole Marie, I forgot to ask you, did you get your tree up? I really did forget to ask you that question.
Kerry, I'm sad to say that the tree is not up yet. It's not up yet.
Oh, you know what, Nicole Marie.
Come on, Kerry.
When I heard that radio silence, I was like, uh-oh, I think I put her on the spot this morning. Aw.
Been so busy, but we are, we pulled out some things. It's just not up yet. So it will be up in the next couple of days.
We want you to take the picture when you guys put the tree up, you and the family and Mr. Luther and the kids. We want to see the proof that it has been put up there at the house. Okay? At the Nicole Miller house, we want to make sure. All right. Well, listen, I happened to catch, I was up very, very late last night here in New York, and I happened to catch Mariah Carey, who's known now as the Queen of Christmas. It was so funny because she says, you know, she was on the Stephen Colbert show on CBS late night, and she's like, well, to me it's late because I'm usually in bed early, you know, so I can get up in the morning. But she Nicole, she's like, I don't call myself the Queen of Christmas. She said, that's what other people call. And I really thought she called herself the Queen of Christmas. The fans, okay, thank you. So that is how that goes. Oh,
it's wonderful. I love it.
I love her, too. Here's my thing, though. I love her so much, but I would love it if just one day she wears a pantsuit.
I was just talking about that. She always wears a gown. I said, I wonder if Mariah Carey ever wears sweatpants or jeans, because she's always dressed up with a gown and her heels and all that. I said, I wonder if she ever
dresses down. And here's my thing about that. I love her to death, but to me it's the same kind of look.
Like she never just relaxes and cools out.
Well, you know what? I think it's a great look, but I think it just probably – now, this is me saying this, so please, Mariah Carey fans, don't come after me because I'm a big, big fan of hers. But I believe that, that she has so much ability to – because she also went to school for hairstyling. She went to school to become a hairstylist. So she's aware of all of this, you know. But that's also her brand, and she is in a gown.
She's a beautiful woman. She could change up a little bit.
Oh,
though,
she's a gorgeous
You
lady.
Could still change up, and she would still be the fabulous Mariah. You know.
Well, you know what happens.
It's always
here's the deal. Well, this is why. Okay, I've learned this along the way, being in the industry, and what's happened is you'll see a lot of celebrities who have the same look. The same hairstyle for like 40, 50 years. You just know them.
Wow.
If their faces were covered up and all you saw was the hair, you know exactly who was there. The one reason that they do this is so that their fans and people can recognize who they are. So that's one reason.
But the fans are still going to recognize them.
Well, sometimes that doesn't happen. You know, when they do a drastic change, I remember, who was it? To me, you know, I always felt this, but I don't really have any proof about it. But I remember, like, when Jody Watley was out way back when, okay, so I'm telling my age here.
I remember
here.
Jody Watley. I love her.
Oh, yeah. Well, she was mentioned in Upskill Magazine, I think, the last issue, I think, but where our work was, so real nice stuff. But I remember Jody, and I remember she had come out and had one look, and then the next thing was a different look. And, you know, Madonna also did it. I think sometimes the fans may not, you know, it takes us a while to kind of keep up or catch up with the difference. Now,
right.
If that becomes your brand, then we know what to expect. But sometimes we don't.
But I think it doesn't have to be a drastic change, though. If you change your hair and pull your hair up, and you know that's not so drastic because they're still going to recognize your face.
Have we ever even seen Mariah in a ponytail?
I don't think we've ever seen her in a ponytail. No.
Okay.
Nice little up.
Well, I better be careful on that. We just finished talking about
change it a little bit.
Right, but we just finished talking about traction
allocation. Of course, this woman. The fans will still recognize Mariah Carey.
You know what? Listen, we love whatever she's doing. As long as she keeps singing "All I Want for Christmas," she can wear hair. cut off Paul if she wishes. I'm happy. We just love her so much and wish her so much wellness and a family. Yeah, she's a great singer and very accomplished. I have a remote connection to Miss Mariah. I do.
Really?
I have a remote connection. Yeah, well, I shared this, but I don't think you heard. I don't think you were on the show as the co-host at that time. But way back, Mariah did a video called Fantasy. And I remember this song. Okay, now, I was in northern New Jersey. This was the time when I first launched the Hair Radio Show, so it was like mid-90s. And I remember I had our production office in downtown North New Jersey in the Ironbound section, for you folks who know that part. And so so anyway, I had a young dancer. I have represented a young dancer named Jamel. And Jamel was, and I mean this young man, the most incredible dancer I have ever seen, literally outside of Michael Jackson. So we went, I remember we got a call. We went over to New York. Back in those days, they'd have a backstage newspaper you could look in and get industry-connected things to do, like tryouts and stuff, and that's what we did. And so it was a tryout in New York. And, again, I was in northern New Jersey at that time. So we came over to the city. Now I live in Brooklyn, New York, but back then I didn't. So we came over to New York. And we didn't know the artist. All we know was that it was a video. And so he tried out, and he was so incredible. Of course he's going to be cast. He was in quite a few videos, but he ended up getting the part in Mariah Carey's Fantasy video. And so you will see him. You will see him in the Mariah Carey video Fantasy. He's where you cannot miss him because he's the only backup dancer with a red and white striped shirt. So Jamel got paid. He got paid probably somewhere about $1,500 just to do the dancing at that time. That was in the mid-90s. That was a lot of money as for a backup dancer. And
time,
so I was so happy for him. Yeah, he went on to do other dancing videos, dance behind several artists. And what I loved about Jamel so much is that he was just an incredible gift to the planet. But I'll tell you sometimes some sad stuff. Jermell was just so impatient about becoming a success because he could dance better than everybody, literally better than everybody, but wanted the success so quickly. And, you know, I have to say,
wasn't patient with
and, right, it wasn't patient, so he's no longer with us, just had a real rough life. And he was in quite a few videos, but so he's in the, you'll see him a lot in the version that's out there with ODB, Old Dirty Bastard, who was in the video, the rapper who died a while ago. You'll see him. When you get a chance, you can look up YouTube for Fantasy.
Yeah,
he's right there, Biggest Day. He's featured in the video. That's how great he was. He was wearing a little cap. And so Jamel, he just wasn't patient. A lot of times you got to remember, just because you have talent, doesn't mean that you know that people are going to fall at your feet. And that you don't you've got to work probably two and three times as hard.
Exactly.
You've got to work hard. And you can never give up. Like I said, he was the most talented dancer I've ever seen. And, it also kind of reminds me of Phyllis Hyman's story. Because I remember back in the day, Phyllis would be really upset, And as an artist get upset. Yeah, they did. Oh, she was real heated about
Phyllis
these people couldn't sing.
Oh my goodness!
Listen, they deserve to be upset about these folks. You know, you guys heard my interview with Dion Warwick the other day. You'll hear how Melba talked about it. Been on the show. It's it is hard when you have so much talent, and then someone who doesn't have as much talent is in it. comes along
exactly.
and kind of you feel usurps your position. And you may not even, you know, it's not always about talent. It's about tenacity, you know. So you've got to have to really, you kind of have to keep that in mind, folks. So he's very much missed. He would, goodness knows what he would have gone on to do. I mean, he was in, like I said, I'll get some of the other videos that he was in as well. He backed up like quite
amazing.
A few artists with no problem.
It's so
yeah,
sad.
Yeah, I never forgot that. Yeah, he was dancing on the Jeep and stuff, and you'll see it on the video. It's really, really cool.
Yes, I'm going to look that up.
But yes, that's my only well, I shouldn't say that's my truly only connection, but I could still do 6 degrees because, you know, she worked with Whitney and, of course, so there we have that 6 degree as well. Plus, I went to Sissy.
Carrie, you
mom,
have a connection to
mom,
just about everybody, whether it's 6 degrees or
or less.
Anything else. Yes.
We're so lucky.
Awesome.
Well, we're happy to to have these folks. Yeah, because we love them. And I protect the hairstylists.
Definitely
I protect the
famous
people, all the guests. Yeah, we want to make sure that
so
their privacy is respected, and and we treat them with the highest honor, you know. We really do.
Definitely.
And that's all everybody. So really great stuff, and I'm super super hyped about it. And
I said,
we're going to be doing some big things as we kind of move forward. Now, want to just remind everybody what's happening at Hair Radio. Oh, boy, we have some updates. Why don't we take a little tiny bit of a break, and then when we come back, we will get on some of these incredible updates, Nicole Marie, and we've got the updates this morning. So why don't you guys stay with us, and we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Well, it's a time to spread some joy, to reflect on the past year. This type of thing. For me, as far as like ultimate holiday of all times, I don't know, but I am a Christian, if I can say that on the air. And so it's one more extra time to pay attention to Christ, but I walk with him daily. So, let the people have their fun, let the kids have their, you know, whatevers, but Christmas is just an amazing time to set aside and just reflect and enjoy.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. All right. Mary Reed Johnson.
Hi, this is Eugene Davis from Conversations with Hair. And I wanted to say that Christmas to me is about taking a pause, stepping back and spending time with friends and family and just reflecting on what Jesus did on the cross for us. It's not all about buying presents, but it's about appreciating what he actually did for us so that we could be free. And we could live a life in peace and harmony. That's what Christmas means for me. So everyone have a Merry Christmas and just love on each other and love thy neighbor.
As a Christian.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Yuletide carols being sung by a choir. And folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly.
And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you. Phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com, because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
So don't try to decode or make excuses. It's simple. If they act like they don't care, they don't care.
The funny thing about strong people is that they don't need you. They choose you. And if you ever take them for granted, they'll be content without you.
They will talk about you.
Buy your favorite scented candles at Divine Energy Luxury Candles. I'm Carrie Hines. Divine Energy Luxury Candles create an unmatchable ambiance and can immediately enhance your mood. They offer an array of original scents made with coconut soy, hand-poured love. Fill your home and soothe your senses today. Order from DivineEnergyCandles.com.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders, and that weight is directly balanced between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women, and Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
And welcome back to the Hair Radio Morning Show. Carrie, over to you.
Thank you, Angela. It's Thursday, again, December 8th of 2022. I am Carrie Hines, and it is our show number 796. Wow, 796. With me on the line, of course, is Nicole Marie from Out of Water Valley, Mississippi.
Yeah.
Again, happy mid-show.
Nicole
Marie. Yeah, and of course to our fans. We want to just take a moment to truly acknowledge the incredible fan base that we have worldwide. As you guys heard, Keisha from all the way out in California, she's a new contributor to the show. We have folks, Nicole Marie, you're originally from Ohio. I'm from Philly.
Yeah.
You know, even though I live in New York and you're down in Mississippi. Now, we have fans everywhere.
Oh, yes.
Yes, we do. Also, I want to shout out some, I want to shout out some of our international fans. I happen to be looking at the report from yesterday's listenership. Impressive. Impressive. We have people all over Europe from Spain.
Yes.
I saw people from the UK. I saw people from Italy. Of course, we have our fans up in Canada with Hair Radio Canada. And I'm just excited. And, we even had
Thank
folks in
Thank you so much for listening.
So we have
certainly appreciate
everywhere.
You. Oh,
absolutely.
Yes.
And, of course, from coast to coast here in the United States. We love you. We appreciate you. Michael is joining us in just a bit. We want to say he's the host of Best Talk Radio. We just played his favorite Christmas song. I hope you know that. And so I'm sure he'll talk a little bit about it. Hey, I promised a few announcements. So let me just say this. Again, we're live here this morning. It's about 7:30 Eastern time, 6:30 if you're out in Central time zone. And we're just happy to have you with us. Now, here's the update. Oh, first, I just want to say this. We've got Kim Berry, who is our friend to the show. So she just lost her mom. I just wanted to send her well wishes.
Oh,
Princess
Hairstylist. So sorry to hear that.
And she's been with us. You know, you heard Kim Berry. We'll get our interview on again soon. Again, she was Prince the Singer's hairstylist for 29 years and great friend to us.
Right.
Yeah, yeah,
send
yeah, you're right.
Prayers
we're
to her and her family.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Want to kind of talk a little bit about some of the things that we need you to do. We have some, I don't know if you guys follow me on Facebook, but if you do, I have the Hair Radio Morning Show page, and I also have, of course, my Carrie Hines page up there, my profile, and I just love it because there, along with some other special social media spots that we have, which are over at the Hair Radio Online Community, I announced that I'm starting my own cooking show that I've been trying to get off the ground for years. Finally,
it's
turned
about
into a podcast. Yes, well, it's called Podcast with Carrie Hines, and I'm super, super excited about it. Because what it is with the podcast is that it is, we're going to cook up some great dishes. Now, I'm not one about, I happen to be glancing onto the TV and they're showing evacuation off an aircraft simulation.
Oh, my goodness.
And that's exactly, and that's exactly what I went through when I was a flight attendant. So it caught me off guard there. So sorry about that, folks. But, yeah, I'm super excited about this. I really am. It's my first time doing a cooking show as a regular segment for our fans. And, but it's
I
not going to be just thrown out there. Listen, you, in order to see it, and I will be on camera, so you're going to get a chance to, you'll be like, go back to radio, Carrie. But here's what we're doing. I'll be on camera and I'll be on radio with all of this. With some of my favorite dishes and yours. It's going to be carried on our own platform at the online community.
Wonderful.
So you need to be a member. If you're not a member, you won't be able to see it. So it's not going to be on YouTube. It's not going to be all those things. So you won't be able to see it. You need to be a member of the Hair Radio Online community. And when I tell
Please
you,
join.
We have some fun. I know how to have some fun in the kitchen. And I know how to talk to folks. You're going to have a great time. You really will. So this is
awesome.
This is not
Looking
Martha
forward to
We
that,
love
Gary.
Martha Stewart, but this ain't Martha Stewart show. So you're going to have a great time with us. Yes, indeed.
Awesome.
So I'm real excited. It's called Podcast But when we say pot cast, we're talking about the pot you cook with, okay?
Right.
So you're going to have a ball. And I'm just super
awesome.
Excited about it. So that'll be soon. Yeah, we're rolling out next month. So if you have recipes you want us to try, I'm game to try. Most of the recipes that I do, I don't like making things overly complicated. So I want to kind of roll out with things that are like
simple.
Maybe three or four items, three or four ingredients. Yeah,
right.
Folks don't have a lot of time. I'm into flavor. I'll try to do some healthy things, but I just like the good tasting food. So if this is something that you're interested in,
please let me know. Well, I remember some conversations with you, Carrie, while you were cooking, and I would definitely agree with that.
Yeah.
You're very thorough and detailed.
Let me tell you,
this is what you need to do.
Folks, yes, you guys out there, you have to understand that I literally live hair radio 24 hours a day. It's, you know, you guys get to spend about 3 hours a day with us, so you get a slice of what our lives are like. But I really am this person, you know, this is what I am. So when we wrap at 9 o'clock, when we go off the air, and I send you guys over to UpscaleMagazineRadio.com, often, Reed, Michael, House, all of us, we're behind the scenes talking about recipes and stuff, or we might not even, maybe we're talking about what's on the next show, and I'll just be whipping up something in the pan. What are you doing? What are you
doing?
Then
we start talking about that.
Oh, yeah. So we're going to have some great, great stuff. Folks always ask me, because I'm very creative. I got that from my mom, and I was not a person who cooked. I started my cooking career since I've been doing this show, so maybe about 5 years ago, I started cooking, yeah. But I didn't just start cooking. I started cooking. Yes, I studied literally day and night. I studied cooking and, you know, little things, and kind of went back on muscle memory with how my mom would cook in the kitchen and my wonderful friends and siblings. So I started, this is all I immersed myself in. And so you'll see, if you have Pinterest, I don't usually talk about this, but if you have Pinterest, which is a platform for pictures and things like that out there, if you have Pinterest, I'm there. I think my old, my pictures of my food are there.
Yes, you are.
Kitchen Carrie. I think it was Kitchen Carrie. Kitchen Carrie. And you'll see my dishes there from that I did quite a few. And I also have them on Instagram,
awesome.
I think, on my old Instagram, Heinz Carrie over at Instagram. So you'll see that.
We're certainly looking forward
to
this, Carrie.
Oh, yeah, you'll see. Plus, I got a lot of new stuff that we're going to do. So we'll keep you informed of that. But again, if you are a member, you'll be able to see it for, without any problem, no problem. And it's free to become a member. All you have to do is go to www.hrmember.com. And, of course, the HR stands for Hair Radio. But you have to go to www.hrmember, without an S on the end, so it's hrmember.com. And then if you are already a member, once you do that, you'll see pictures of other members. If you are not a member, it's going to prompt you to sign up to become a member. So that's how that works. And it's all related to our wonderful Hair Radio online community, where you can read articles and all of that. If you go to our website at hairadio.com, you can simply, there's a big old blue button that says read recent posts or read posts. And then there's a forum tab
next
to the home button that you can click on, and it'll take you to different group pages where you can follow the pages and all of that. I mean, we put so much energy and things out there, for everybody. So, and that's what we were kind of talking
with. Very
easy to find.
Yes.
Yeah. It is. I think so. And so lots of things. So we also, I just want to say Upscale Magazine, the new one is out. We got to tell folks about it. So in the next couple days, or maybe early next week, we'll cover some of the articles that are in right now.
Yeah,
they got the December and January issue out, so I'm super excited about it. Now, I don't know if you saw this, Nicole Marie, but there was a big announcement that we are doing a special taping for the
Dr. Martin Luther King.
Exactly. Yes. So that's coming up. That's going to be on a Sunday morning. Now, I know this sounds strange for folks who are not in the radio production business, but what happens is this. On Sunday morning, December 18th of 2022, Sunday morning, coming up in about another week, happens is that we are going to record, do a roundtable panel discussion. So you're welcome. Anyone can call in, literally, and tell us what Dr. King means to you. But the first thing, if you're interested, you need to sign up. So if you would like to sign up, grab your pen and paper. I'll give you our regular office phone number, and you can reach us after 9 o'clock this morning and sign up. And so this is really going to be great. It's so easy. You simply will be on with other folks, probably largely hair people, and we're going to talk about Dr. King's legacy. Very simple. What does he mean?
So important.
To you? Yes. And you'll be able to share this. Now, it's going to play. This is the thing. We record and tape it on the morning of December 18th, so in the next week. But it'll air right here on across our network platform. And you know we have thousands of folks in different platforms and different tranches. So it'll air in the month of January for our special coverage of Dr. King. So let's and let's.
That's going to be wonderful. Wonderful.
Is that not a lot?
It is.
I've had to get those announcements out. Oh, you are kind. So really good stuff. Thank you. I mean, I'm excited about it. I really am.
So
and I have to just say really good stuff. Well, listen, I want to get on. You remember I was telling you about our wonderful new unofficial you know what? I'll tell you what. We talked to fantasy. How about if I, just as a tribute to Jermell, we'll get on the fantasy song. And then after that, Michael Hopkins.
Great.
And we'll find out what he's been listening to this morning. Coming up on the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Right.
So stay with us. Here is that song, Fantasy, that we spoke of with Miss Mariah Carey and ODB. Old Dirty Bastard, remember him. What a great rapper. Okay, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Welcome to the fantasy.
Oh,
It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air. I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details. All right, we're back live. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Again, it's Thursday, December 8th of 2022. It's our show number 796 as we broadcast live. I'm in Brooklyn, New York. Time is about 7:47 here. And if you're in the central time zone, well, it's about 6:47 where you are. And just so happy to have you guys with us. That was, of course, Mariah Carey. And that was the song Fantasy that we were talking about earlier here, right here on the show. Great friend who danced in that video, Mr. Jermell. So also, I want to say, joining us, of course, we got Nicole Marie holding it down, mid-show with us, out of Water Valley, Mississippi again. Nicole Marie.
Yes, happy mid-show on this terrific Thursday.
Yeah. It is. We are just loving that. Time to bring on our wonderful, I call the our third in the trifecta of hosts for radio, Mr. Michael Hopkins. Michael Hopkins.
Good morning,
out of beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia.
Good morning. Good morning, Carrie Hines and Nicole Marie.
Yes. Yes, good morning. It is just fantastic. It's mid-show for all our fans. You've been tuned in, Michael. So what do you have to say? What have you heard this morning on the Hair Radio Morning Show?
Well, I can tell you one thing, Carrie. The first thing, I wouldn't call it the first thing, but the main thing that I heard was Nat King Cole.
Oh, my.
When I hear that song,
I love Nat King Cole.
Ever since I've been a little kid, when I heard that song, I knew it was Christmas. Out of all the Christmas songs, that song to me tells me it's Christmas. And I tell my wife the same thing all the time. Until I hear that song, it's not Christmas.
Wow.
So when
I hear that song,
in the summertime.
Hey, Santa Claus will be, Santa Claus won't be wearing a red suit. He'll be wearing probably a swimsuit or something like that.
Michael. Well, I love the song too, but my favorite version, I love Nat King Cole, you guys got to remember. My favorite version is the one that they have with he and Natalie singing it together.
Wonderful. And the video that went along with it, too, was really, you know, I love your daddy and all that. I mean, it just, wow.
It was great.
Well, I remember when I lived out in Los Angeles, I was just Poe, of course, just kind of starting getting out there. At that time, I was before I created anything with regards to hair. So I had my Fluff the Bear children's stories and all of that. But I remember riding on the bus. I would go right past the house where Nat King Cole lived with little Natalie and his family in with a section of L.A. called Hancock Park. And so the house, it was like a yellowish house on the corner. It's probably still there. And I just remember riding by all the time because you could see it right off the, you know, right from the bus. You could see, I knew that was the house that
right.
she grew up in. So I always had those memories of riding by her house and just imagining what it was like. So I'm a huge Natalie Cole fan. Huge, huge, huge.
Oh, yeah.
And we're going to get on, yeah, and her family. And, of course, you like Michael said, you've got to think of Christmas at this time with Nat King Cole.
Nat King Cole,
and my
yeah.
mama used to play Nat King Cole. Well, she used to have an, I always talk about, she had an album back in those days that they would have vinyl. And so one side was the great and comparable Ella Fitzgerald.
Oh, yeah.
And the other side, remember that they used to put two different artists on one album? And the other side was Nat King Cole. And I just loved it.
Wow.
And Ella could sing, too. That was a
And it's funny.
Lady.
And you know, Carrie and Marie, Nicole Marie, the funny thing is, it looks like vinyl is making a comeback.
And
I didn't know about it.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. It's doing just that. And honestly, I'm here for it. I really am.
I love
the idea. Yeah, I want to buy, I don't have one, but I want to buy one of those phonograph machines, record player, I guess they call it.
They're definitely making a comeback.
On.
I've seen some.
Oh,
Walmart.
Yeah.
I want one.
And, you know, actually, one year my four kids got together and they actually bought me one. And
wow.
the funny part about it, we had the thing for the longest time, and I never really used it. And when we went to use it, my son said, "Dad, this thing doesn't have a needle." And this all this time we were thinking it didn't have a needle. I think he finally found a needle, and come to find out, the thing came with a needle the whole time. We just never found the needle until one day my son, in his infinite wisdom, he was looking in the box or somewhere he was looking. He said, "Dad, look at this." And I said, "Well, what's that?" There was the needle that we've been looking for the past 4 years.
It happens. I've done the same thing just recently where I left something in the box and went back and said I didn't get it. So it happens, Brother Michael. But this, let me tell you, because this is what I'm looking to do too, guys. I want to release, which I'm going to release a new audio album. So that'll be out soon. And, of course, it'll be available
digitally.
That'll
be great.
But, well, you guys are going to be on it. So get ready.
All right.
So,
hey, that's going to be great.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. It's a brand new audio album. And so I want to do a version on vinyl. Oh, yeah. Oh, no, we're going to definitely put all that together. We have a lot of stuff that's coming down the pike. There's so many things. It's too many to list. It's too many to list here on the Air Radio Morning Show. Yeah.
So I always
really
say,
Carrie,
you are the innovator. Definitely. Always step ahead.
Oh, yeah.
It's just a natural aspect of what
that's
we do, what I do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, it really is, Nicole Marie. I don't know any other way to be. It's to develop and create and produce.
That's you, Carrie. That's definitely you.
Yes, it is.
That is your gift, your talent, and... That's why you've had the longevity that you've had, because you're always creating, you're always focused on bringing new information. Like you always say, organic. You want an organic experience, and that's definitely what you bring and what you have us bring as well as part of the team. We're always working to bring an organic experience for our fans, and that's exactly what we do.
Yeah, and you know, Nicole Marie, Carrie Hines proved it to us when he had that classic episode that he had of the nighttime version of the show.
I really loved that.
We did. We loved that.
Yes. Definitely love it. Yes.
Sure.
That's you,
yeah.
Carrie
and
Hines. We love it.
And we're looking forward to when you bring some more classic Carrie Hines.
Exactly.
We're looking forward
to
it.
Wanting to hear some more,
well,
Carrie.
Awesome.
Okay.
I will let those play out. I will. I'll get them back on real soon. I love the memories. That was the original show back in 1995 and then into the early 2000s when we did the show out of Northern New Jersey. And I remember down in Georgia in the Atlanta Journal-Constitution where they had asked me for my opinion. Somehow they found out I hosted the radio show. Because remember, I had syndicated that 30-minute broadcast to Philadelphia, North New Jersey, and Atlanta. So it used to play the same show. We're playing on different days in those cities. And so the AJC, which is the Atlanta Journal-Constitution newspaper, contacted me and asked me about the Williams sisters, who were very popular tennis players at the time. And I commented. They put me in the newspaper. And they gave me a whole little blurb there. The American Salon magazine, which is still out there today, and it's produced through the International Beauty People, I believe, and so which I go to their shows. So they did a whole big article on me when I was working at the airline. Yeah, so it was so funny because I'll never forget I was in training in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. So I'm staying there at the hotel. I can't mention the airline, but I'm staying at the hotel. It was in there where their headquarters are. And it was so funny because I went down in Florida to the salon, and there was the magazine right there inside the salon. And
oh, great.
So, wow. The American Salon is huge, yeah. So they just fell out.
Great.
Yeah,
wow.
I had all of those kind of experiences and stuff. Yeah.
Right. Well, Carrie, it just goes to show your creativity, your passion for what you're doing, mm-hmm. your love for what you're doing. And it has definitely shown. I mean, today, show number 796, and we're on our way to 800 next week.
Yeah.
That's why.
That's right.
So we are the number one hair and beauty. Yes. And the longest running. Broadcast.
The longest running, the first ever, the most successful ever. You know, the list goes on and on and on with ways to describe the hair radio.
And it's not bragging, it's the truth, Carrie. You know, someone just says, you brag about that. No, this is the truth. The truth right here.
Well, I appreciate that. And that's what I wanted to let people hear, that we have the receipts. They don't have the receipts. They have my receipts. They don't have receipts of their own. For us, we can put on these old shows. I can go back. We have an incredible archive. We are the most prolific hair and beauty radio broadcaster in the history of broadcasting, period.
Oh, yes.
You know, so we have put this together.
Oh, yeah.
Even this morning, with a wonderful, wonderful new licensed cosmetologist who's become our resident hairstylist. We're talking about Keisha McAllister out
Miss
of
Keisha.
California. Yeah. And I love this because we're going to have, you know, we're all out here, but she's 3,000 miles away bringing the talk to our fans all over the world every day. So this is
going
to be really...
We're going
really,
from the East Coast to the West Coast, literally.
Yeah, how about that?
That just tells me that we're walking in a path on this journey that's predestined.
Right.
And,
so true.
You know, I feel it's predestined. And you can kind of, boy, there's so much going on here in Brooklyn. Okay. But, yeah, I feel it's predestined.
Wow.
And
that must be some of our fans.
Well, you never know. Well, see, here's the thing, you know, just so our fans know, because we always give real talk here. I'm in the southeastern part of Brooklyn, And that is, I hope it's none of our fans, because that's an ambulance. And I live, and our studio is located near a hospital. So they go past house, past our studio every day that we're on the show.
To get to the hospital,
time and time
right.
again. So, yeah. So normally we just kind of, you know, I usually tell the fans every so often about it, because they're like, well, what's that noise all the time about the ambulance
going
by? I say, well, yeah, I say, well, that's Brooklyn. We're trying to help somebody, you know, get some service and get to the hospital. But,
I must really live in the country. Wow.
You know you do, Michael. Spotsylvania, Virginia.
Yeah.
We love that's it. But Spotsylvania,
the most exciting thing we hear.
Michael,
I tell you. Last week I saw Santa Claus on driving the fire engine. So, I live in the country.
Yeah, that's a small town.
Yeah, they
small town like that. But you know what?
Oh, yes.
But look, we're doing amazing things. We have everybody linked,
we
as they call it, the kids say these days. We are linked up here at the Hair Radio Morning Show. So I'm real happy. Listen, we're going to take a little tiny bit of a break, and we'll be right back. First, we're going to get this wonderful, you know, I'll tell you what, why don't we just take our little break and we'll let it all play out. Just stay with us. We've got a lot more to go. We'll be right
coming
back.
Soon, don't miss the brand new Hair Radio streaming network show, I Love the 90s. Take a listen back to interviews of the biggest names in music, including CeCe Peniston. Tony Perry.
It's for real, what I feel.
And of course, Destiny's Child. Tune in and enjoy the memorable moments with the Hair Radio and their lineup of amazing artists telling their stories, giving insights, and of course, talking hair and beauty right here on Hair Radio.
One in a Million. The history of Madam C.J. Walker and her entrepreneurial legacy. Not even her poor and difficult beginnings stymied Madam Walker's road to greatness. Born December 23, 1867, roughly 2 years after the alleged emancipation of her race, she was an orphan at 7, a wife at 14, a mother at 17, and a widow by 20. The woman who would become known as the first self-made female millionaire and the greatest benefactress of her race was born the daughter of Owen and Minerva Breedlove, poor ex-slaves living on a cotton farm in Louisiana. They named their special little girl Sarah Breedlove. A washerwoman by trade, at the age of 33 in 1900, Sarah began selling a product door to door which she had formulated to remedy her own hair loss. She pinpointed the root of her hair problems, which was the scalp, and created hair care products and a beauty regimen for hair growth and maintenance that focused on the need for a clean and healthy scalp, scalp protection, and scalp stimulation for maximum hair growth. Her first product would eventually be called Madam C.J. Walker's Wonderful Hair Grower, and she boldly and proudly used her own likeness on her jars and her own before and after pictures to demonstrate her product's effectiveness. Per Madam's own words, she abhorred the impression held by some that she claimed to straighten hair. She emphatically stated, "I grow hair," and that there would be no hair-growing business today had I not started it. She described her concept and method of hair growth as beauty culture because she compared growing hair to growing and cultivating garden plants. She then broadened this concept of beauty culture by incorporating the value of cleanliness and professionalism, which emphasized the overall appearance, moral conduct, and character of the Black woman. Black women from all over the country began writing letters to Madam Walker attesting to the benefits of her products. By setting up a special correspondence course of beauty culture in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, then a manufacturing facility in Indiana, and later a beauty college in New York City, Madam was able to further establish and promulgate her program of beauty culture, which trained the black female in three areas. First, the black woman was taught the proper presentation of herself. She was to be clean, neat, properly attired, and well-mannered. Second, she was taught how to use Madam's hair care system on customers. And third, she was taught how to sell Madam's hair care products to customers. In so doing, Madam C.J. Walker provided a solution to the root of the black woman's demise. She raised the black woman's self-esteem and confidence about her own beauty and intelligence, and she empowered the black woman economically, thus freeing her from white servitude and male dependency. This accomplishment is even more amazing when put in the context of the time in which these things were done and in the context of Madam's own background. The time, one historian called the nadir, or lowest point in the history of the black race, outside of slavery itself. The blessings of freedom was now marred by the blatant terrorist acts of the Ku Klux Klan and those like-minded individuals working in collusion with them. The harsh reality faced by the vast majority of blacks living in this era was that the number of lynchings peaked during the early 1900s, as did other backlashes sparked by Reconstruction, such as the burning of black churches and schools and the establishment of Jim Crow laws. During this dark period, most black women were either sharecroppers or washerwomen and house servants for whites. Madam Walker was no exception, but she was, however, exceptional. Madam Walker moved her ever-expanding special correspondence course business, founded on her system of beauty culture, to Indianapolis, Indiana, on February 19, 1910. She then purchased and paid for her home, adjoining which was a factory and laboratory, located at 640 North West Street. She endeared herself to the citizens of Indianapolis when she contributed $1,000 to the establishment of the Senate Avenue YMCA. It is reported that she was the only woman to make such a donation. Madam herself, when referring to the YMCA donation, had this to say, quote, "In referring to that $1,000 gift, I don't want you to lay so much stress on it, and do not say that I am the only one. You might say that I was the first and caused others to awaken to the sense of their duty in helping deserving causes for the benefit of the race." End quote. Not long after her move to Indianapolis, Madam Walker also became a member of Bethel AME Church, one of the oldest and most influential churches in the black community, to which Madam Walker contributed generously. In less than 2 years after moving to Indianapolis, on September 2, 1911, Madam C.J. Walker petitioned the Indiana Secretary of State to become incorporated, and on September 19, 1911, exactly 1 year and 7 months since her arrival in Indianapolis, the Madam C.J. Walker Manufacturing Company of Indiana Incorporated was established, Madam Walker naming herself president and owner of all 1,000 shares of stock. A relentless worker and ingenious marketer and saleswoman, Madam Walker had thought to place her system of hair care products in black colleges all across the United States. She also regularly advertised in black newspapers, and she eventually placed her products in drugstores. As she traveled throughout the country, she wrote letters to her general manager in order to instruct him on how best to run her factory in her absence and how to implement all of her new ideas. However, the Madam Walker agents, Madam's recruited sales force, were her biggest asset. Madam held public meetings in churches, rented lodge halls and other such facilities, and put on demonstrations, including a slide presentation, in order to recruit black women to become Walker agents. Madam Walker taught and trained them in the methods of application and proper use of her hair oils and vegetable shampoo. Eventually, Madam organized a national convention for her Walker agents, giving away prizes and other incentives to motivate and energize her ever-growing troops of Walker agents. Sales generated from Madam Walker's manufacturing company and the hair care products it produced enabled Madam to give birth to yet another legacy, as Madam became known as the greatest benefactress of her race. Through monies earned and derived from Madam's work in the hair-growing business, Madam Walker regularly donated large sums of money to charity and to individuals of her race who were in need. In fact, Madam was so self-sacrificing and freely giving that those closest to her were worried that she would become financially ruined. Desiring all blacks to have decent homes, at times, Madam would assume mortgages of blacks who were financially strapped, allowing them to repay when and how they could. Various schools for blacks and certain social and civic organizations dedicated to the betterment of the black race were also beneficiaries of Madam's philanthropy. Though many have called Madam extravagant, her generosity and passion for her people were Madam's only extravagances. She gave not for self-aggrandizement, but rather to inspire other wealthy blacks to give likewise. Moreover, Madam's giving went well beyond monetary donations. She lent her name and time to worthy causes. She traversed the country, speaking against lynchings, and fought vehemently for the fair treatment of black soldiers who had served in America's military during World War I. Madam C.J. Walker was an ambassador of sorts, a spokesperson for all black-skinned people, a revolutionary, visionary, missionary force. It should therefore be quite obvious that Madam Walker's passing on May 25, 1919, was a tremendous loss to the black race. At that time, Madam had recruited over 25,000 black women from the United States, Central America, and the Caribbean as door-to-door beauty culturists and was well on her way to Africa. Her net worth was over $1 million, making her the first female, regardless of color, to become a self-made millionaire. She is one of the most successful black entrepreneurs of all time and one of the first to utilize the method known today as direct sales marketing to distribute her products. She had also managed to build a 32-room mansion in Irvington, New York called Villa Loaro, which she had desired to be left as a monument to her name and as an example to her race of what hard work and black support of black enterprises could achieve. After Madam's 1919 passing, her hair care manufacturing corporation was used as collateral to secure the finances needed to build what is today known as the Madam Walker Theater Building. Completed in late 1927, the Walker Building Beauty Salon continues to operate there and continues to sell Madam C.J. Walker's original hair care products. Years later, in 1982, the trustees of Madam Walker's trust would deposit a large portion of Madam C.J. Walker Manufacturing Company's business records, historical documents, pictures, and memorabilia with the Indiana Historical Society, who took on the task of painstakingly organizing and preserving the Madam Walker legacy. 74 years after the incorporation of the Madam Walker Company, in 1985, the 1,000 shares of capital stock of Madam's corporation were sold to a man named Raymond L. Randolph, making him the first person since Madam Walker herself to own all 1,000 shares of stock in the original Madam Walker Company. A graduate of Attucks High School, Mr. Randolph had never dreamed that he would become the owner and caretaker of this phenomenal legacy. In honor of Madam C.J. Walker, Mr. Randolph placed Madam Walker's image back on the jars of her original hair care products with the words, "Since 1911," placed underneath it. doing business today as Madam C.J. Walker Enterprises Incorporated. The hair care company founded by Madam C.J. Walker continues to manufacture and sell her original quality products, ensuring that the legacy of this remarkable woman never dies. The Madam Walker Agent Program has been reinstituted and is the main method by which her products are distributed today. On September 24, 2011, Madam C.J. Walker Enterprises sponsored a centennial celebratory walk called Tracing the Footsteps of a Legacy. This event marked the 100th year since the pivotal point in her entrepreneurial legacy when Madam Walker incorporated her manufacturing company, the Madam C.J. Walker business family, which includes the Madam Walker agents, will continue to keep Madam Walker's spirit alive and well by ensuring that her labor of love, her manufacturing business, continues operating according to the entrepreneurial blueprint she left behind and which is detailed in the historical documents of the company. Thank you. Thank you, Sarah Breedlove. You are indeed one in a million.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines, and we have a very special guest with us today. Her name is Dr. Praneet James, and Dr. James, welcome to the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Well, thank you, Carrie, for having me.
Well, it's my pleasure. Now, you are a trichologist. Why don't you start, tell our listeners out there, what exactly is a trichologist?
Well, Carrie, that's a great question. A trichologist is someone who has studied the science of hair. So I work very closely with clients that are suffering from various hair and scalp disorders, hair loss, or just in general trying to get the hair to a healthy state.
Okay. Well, we're gonna really go in that, kind of talk about that a little bit more in just a few minutes. We have a lot of folks out there who are experiencing what appears to be like hair loss or experiencing mm-hmm. hair loss. We might as well just say it. And I think that we'll be able to kind of shed some light on some things and kind of be able to point them in the right direction in terms of seeking treatment or seeking help. Now, listen, in full disclosure, Dr. James, I have to say to all of the fans of the Hair Radio Show and those who've already purchased How to Get Rich in the Hair Business book, you are featured in this great book. So, by yours truly. So I want to thank you for that and just point it out to everybody that in addition to this wonderful opportunity we have to talk to you today, that they can always pick up the How to Get Rich in the Hair Business book because you bring the hair talk and they can read it word for word in this book. So I just want to mention that, get that out of the way a bit. Now, Dr. James, you were just telling us in terms of what trichology is. Let's just go back a little bit. Tell the folks where you're from and where you operate from.
I am originally from Norfolk, Virginia. I currently stay about 30 minutes away from Norfolk in the beautiful city of Virginia Beach, Virginia, where I also operate my salon, natural hair salon and clinic, which is known as Fruit of the Spirit Hair Care Studio and Clinic.
All right. Well, we're going to be checking back with you on that throughout the broadcast. I'm going to remind all the folks out there, keep reminding everybody about this wonderful place that you have so when they're in the area, they can check it out. Now, let us delve into this wonderful world of tripology. You see a lot of folks who have, in their opinion, experienced hair loss. But let's flip it. What do you think? What is the most common type of issue that you treat there in your shop in the way of hair loss?
That's a great question, Carrie. There are so many different variations of different conditions that I treat. For the most part, I find that a lot of women are coming into the clinic with traction alopecia. Traction alopecia is just one of the different variations of alopecia. There are so many. But what traction alopecia is when the client has, or the actual stylist who rendered the service has caused trauma to the hair follicle. And in some instances, it can be reversed if it's caught, you know, early enough, or the, you know, they're seeing the early signs. However, if they wait too long, then the follicles can become dormant, whereas, you know, it's not reversible. So that is the main
That's the number
type
one.
Of alopecia. That's the number one. And then, you know, I'm seeing androgenetic alopecia, where it's, you know, it's from the genetics. It's, in, you know, hereditary. And then I'm seeing a lot of seborrheic dermatitis, wherein that can also lead, you know, to hair loss or thinning around the hairline if it's not treated. So, again, there's so many different variations, but pretty much those are the number one types that I'm seeing.
Okay. Well, in talking about it a bit, especially the traction alopecia, is that the one that's identified most with, like, the tight braids and the pulling from the scalp for the tight ponytail type things? Tell us a little bit. What are some of the, that in your experience, some of the common styles that seem to contribute to traction alopecia or could lead to it?
The type of styling that could lead to traction alopecia, of course, is the weaving, the tight braids, chemical damage, you know, overprocessing of chemical relaxers, which can also cause scarring alopecia, wherein, you know, in most instances the hair will not grow back. But for the most part, it's the tight braids, glue, which is definitely a no-no. I wouldn't advise anyone to do the glue ends, even with the so-called protective methods or taking precautionary measures, you still can cause, you know, damage to the follicle itself.
Mm.
So those are pretty much the contributing factors.
Those are, okay. Now, I've heard a lot of folks say that they feel like it, that there's nothing they can do. You know, and I'm understanding that there are some treatments. You yourself just mentioned that if, in some cases, if it's caught early, it can possibly be reversed. What can someone do? What are the steps they should take in terms of first identifying this, and then what possibly could they do to minimize this or to reverse this, if you will?
They need to see a trichologist right away when they're experiencing the early signs. Like, say, for instance, they're experiencing excessive hair breakage, or they had a chemical service rendered and they, you know, a bald spot occurs, or they're undergoing a tremendous amount of stress, which is also, which can also lead to alopecia areata, which I didn't tap or touch on.
Right.
Alopecia areata can be caused by traumatic or chronic stress. Traumatic, of course, is something that happens unexpected, death in the family, loss of job, et cetera, that can contribute to traumatic stress, which, of course, can cause alopecia areata, wherein they may experience one mosaic circular spot in the head. If it goes untreated, then, of course, it spreads, you know, over the head, and it can go into alopecia totalis, where they lose all of the hair and eyebrows, et cetera. And then if it goes untreated, then it can actually go into alopecia universalis, wherein they lose all body hair. Of course, that is an autoimmune issue,
right.
which of course, can be targeted with health as well.
Now, the areata, isn't that the one that can possibly, you know, your hair can start to grow back after, you know, maybe the stress is, you know, alleviated in some way? Is that possible?
Absolutely. Yes, it normally takes about 3 to 6 months. You know, if the hair is going to grow back, that's the norm, anywhere between 3 to 6 months with treatments. But that is also a major. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, no, I'm listening to you. Go right ahead.
No, I was just saying that that is definitely another major issue that comes into the clinic, the alopecia areata.
Wow. Now, in your clinic, do you treat majority women or men, or is it about even? Do you find that these types of issues are about even?
I would say men are about 20 years ahead in the hair loss industry, whether, you know, they're receiving hair replacement treatments, et cetera. But a lot of women are coming out more so now than ever before. But to answer your question, Carrie, I treat approximately about 70% women and 30% men or males.
But tell us a
males
little bit
are very
about,
secretive. Males are very secretive. You know, they're not like us women wherein we, you know, we like to talk about it in a group, et cetera. They, you know, the males, they like to be very, this is a very private issue for them, and they don't really have a support group like the women, you know, do. But for the most part, like I said, I do treat both.
Okay, because I kind of can understand what you mean, because if I could just get away, throw a wig on, and nobody would know it's a wig, I'm out the door, I'm stepping on. And that's kind of how I, you know. So in terms of treatment, yeah, and you know, being a guy, I guess, you know, that's very possible where we would look at it differently. But I do want to ask about that. You said that, you know, with the men were 20 years ahead. What exactly did you mean by that? I'm not sure if I was clear on that.
Well, with the males, you know, with the hair replacement, like hair club for men and women, you know, et cetera, they actually, you know, took part in the hair replacement units prior to the women. They do like the toupees and the, you know, the hair.
Right.
Of course, they've got a little bit more modern today, but they were actually the ones that started, you know, wearing the hair replacement units or pieces, which is something also that I offer to as a solution to take care of my patients or clients that are suffering from hair loss, to take care of their appearance while they're in the midst of treatment.
Okay. Do they still call it like the prosthesis items and all
prosthesis.
Of that?
Yes. Yes, cranial prosthesis,
okay.
So prosthetics, yes.
Okay, wow. This is a vast subject. First of all, folks, if you've just joined us, you're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines, and today's guest is renowned trichologist, Dr. Praneet James. And I'm so excited to have her with us. And you've been a longtime supporter of the Hair Radio Show, as we pointed out earlier. And we're just very excited to have you with us. And you are the go-to person. You are the go-to trichologist. And just a wonderful stylist. Now, you're a natural hair stylist. So you do, so you run the whole gamut. Tell our listeners some of the other things that you do at your salon, some of the other services, I should say.
Sure. As I mentioned earlier, of course, I am the trichologist, but also I am the, I'm an all natural focused stylist, meaning that we do not render chemicals within the salon, with the exception of color, but as for relaxers or permanent waving, et cetera, we do not render those type of services. However, whether the client is wanting to wear the hair kinky, coily, or smooth, frizz-free, flowing hair, we are able to achieve those options with chemical-free solutions. So we do provide alternatives to our clients to, of course, maintain the optimal health of the hair.
Okay, and speaking of optimal health of the hair, do you find that a lot of the clients nowadays are coming in with their whole attitude is about what can they do to keep their hair healthy or to get their hair healthy, and then what steps they need to do to keep their hair healthy. And maybe seeing you is that great first step. But what have you noticed at the salon?
Absolutely. A lot of the consumers are coming in, especially naturalists. They're coming in. They're wanting to know what products they can use on their hair, what supplements they can take to maintain healthy hair, et cetera. My approach is a multi-therapy approach. I work inside out. So healthy hair starts within, and it works its way out. So a lot of times clients that are coming in have a lot of nutritional deficiencies, which, of course, reflect in the hair. So let's say, for instance, someone comes in, they have an issue in their, you know, of course, our body, we have 10 different body systems. So a lot of times the women that are coming in, their issues are with their glandular system. That's the system that houses our adrenal glands. That's the system that helps us to deal with stress, menopausal issues, thyroid issues. All of that stems from that particular body system. So, again, back to health, a lot of times it's just a matter of being placed on a customized regimen in order to, you know, achieve the optimum health of the hair. Then, of course, the products, using the correct products in the hair. A lot of times they're using this product, they're using that, and they're actually product junkies. At my salon, I require, before any services are rendered, I do require a consultation to be rendered. It's not a 10-minute or a 5-minute consultation. It's actually 45 minutes to an hour where I meet one-on-one with the potential consumer that comes in. I meet with them one-on-one. We address the goals that they desire for their hair. And this is just a more so a basic consultation targeting healthy hair and natural hair. So we discuss their goals that they desire for their hair. Then I conduct a basic hair and scalp analysis to determine how those goals will be achieved. Then I identify their curl type, which is very important in determining what products will work best on their hair to enhance their curl pattern. So, again, they're not becoming a product junkie or, of course, we can better suit their needs. Then we address the various styling options only based upon the condition of their hair, the looks they're opting for, and I also go in at-home maintenance regimen to follow. So a lot of times, you know, whether the client wants to be salon dependent or they want to take care of their hair at home, my number one goal is to make sure that they understand how to maintain the health of the hair. So if I have someone come, you know, a naturalista that comes in where they just want to know what type of products to use in their hair, I don't just sell them the products. I make sure that we do a tutorial. They know step one, step two, step three. I write them out a customized prescription on how to use the products. A lot of times, you know, you have to mix parts, et cetera, and the regimen is specifically designed for the individual. There is no one particular treatment or product that's going to work 100% across the board for each client. So that's why I recommend the consultation. So therefore, everybody's on the same page and we're moving in, you know, in the right direction.
What you say about the products, I mean, that just seems to be key. When we look at television, we are, you know, constantly seeing so many different new items on the market to treat hair loss. What's your take on it? And why do we see so much and nothing seems to really be effective in terms of what we see on TV?
Of course, you know, every time you turn around, like you said, you're seeing this product come out, this product, et cetera. Again, back to knowing exactly what the issues are, will pretty much determine what is needed for that particular individual. Like I said, there's no one-size-fit-all.
No, there isn't.
I highly recommend, you know, them coming in if they're not in my area, if they're having hair loss issues, et cetera, they need to seek a trichologist. So therefore they know exactly what the issue is versus treating the symptom, they can get to the source of what's going on. Because if they don't target this, what's going on, the actual problem itself at hand, then they're going to spin their wheels. If this product doesn't work, let me try this. Somebody said this is working and nothing is working. So they're wasting their money and their time versus just, you know, going to seek professional consultation, and again, determining what's going to work best for them as an individual.
see. Wow. Well, folks, again, if you've just joined us, you're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines, and I'm going to take a moment to just thank Dr. Praneet James for being with us today. Dr. James, again, welcome to Hair Radio, and thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Carrie. I'm really enjoying myself talking about what I love.
Well,
I can actually
so
go on
thrilled.
And on and on. I don't think you have enough time
well,
for me
okay.
today.
Yes, we do.
Okay.
We've got 3 full hours here at the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Oh, wow.
And if you need more, we'll look into that.
Okay.
Speaking of which, actually, you bring up a very good point, because even following this interview today, folks can still read a whole lot more of what you have to say about hair care in my book, How to Get Rich in the Hair Business. So I'm very excited because you were kind enough to make a contribution to us and in the way of some wonderful hair ideas and some, you know, hair loss prevention ideas and so forth. And we really, really appreciate that. In fact, you mentioned something, and maybe you can help us to get to understand this, those of us who are novices, and we're not stylists, but what exactly in terms of identifying, not identifying the curl pattern, but the classification, the 4C, the this, the that, what does that mean? You know what
okay.
I mean? In terms of, yeah, the different classes, is there a way that you can explain that so we at least have some kind of idea and we can take it from there?
Oh, absolutely. For the most part, the curl classifications or curl types, again, are determined, or the products that you're using in your hair are determined by your curl type or your curl classification. And also how much heat is used on the hair, et cetera. You'll find that your looser curl pattern or wave patterns will fall below the 3 or the earlier 3, 2, and 1 curl types. You'll find that your tighter curl types will be in the 4 category. You have your 4A, which is more so prone to frizz. That's more of a coily, curly type curl pattern. And then, of course, you have your 4B and then, of course, your 4C, which will be more your zigzag, which is the tightest on the charting. So, again, knowing your curl type will definitely take a lot of guesswork out of what products work best on your hair, what shampoos and conditioners, styling aids, all of that. And speaking of shampoos and conditioners, let me kind of tap on that as well.
Sure.
I find that I travel all over the country and do the different natural hair shows, and a lot of times I'm finding that the naturalistas, they're quick to pick up the styling product but forget all about the foundation, all right? The foundation definitely has to be addressed properly prior to coming in with styling aids. Of course, that has a lot to deal with your porosity and your elasticity, and just to kind of tap on that, that means a lot as well when you're determining what products work in your hair, what you need to use for your hair, et cetera. The porosity is the ability for the hair to hold up, absorb moisture or product. And then, of course, the elasticity is the ability for the hair to stretch and return to its natural state without popping or shedding. So it's good to actually have those two tests rendered as well before you actually determine what products will work best in your hair. And that should be something addressed in a consultation when you go visit your local stylist, or you're considering going natural, or you're completely natural. Now, back to the foundational products. Your foundational products should always consist of a clarifying shampoo. I hear a lot about co-washing, and I'll get to that in a moment.
Right, yes.
You should always have a clarifying shampoo, and I think the fear with a lot of the consumers that are natural, they don't want to properly cleanse their hair or completely submerge their hair in shampoo because they are afraid of the hair drying out or becoming really
right.
tangly, et cetera. But if you have the proper balance regimen, meaning that your hair, once you finish styling your hair or applying your styling products, your hair should be at a pH balance of 4.5 to 5.5. The scale runs from 1 to 14, and each product that you apply to your hair has a certain pH level. If you don't know it, know what the pH of each product you're using in your hair and how to determine that, you're going to be spinning your wheels. So back to your shampoo, you should always come in with a clarifying shampoo first. Clarifying shampoos will come in and remove any and everything that has deposited onto the hair shaft, oils, dirt, debris, minerals, some sweat, that deposit on the shaft make the hair very dry and brittle. Medications, if they, you know, go swimming, it takes everything out. And then your second shampoo should be determined upon your finished look. So if they're wanting to wear their hair curly or coily, they should be using a moisturizing shampoo that's geared towards texture. If they're wanting to smooth their hair, do a steam press or a silk press, then they need to be using a smoothing shampoo that's also a moisturizing shampoo designed for smoothing the hair, because those type of shampoos contain kyanic polymers. Kyanic polymers is a smoothing complex that prepares the hair for heat. It actually smooths the cuticle layer, so it makes the hair, it makes it more easier for the stylist or the consumer to actually go in with heat and smooth the hair. If they're using a shampoo that's geared towards curly, they're going to find that their silk press is not going to last as long. It's going to be a little bit more challenging to go in and smooth the hair. And then, of course, it doesn't have the heat protectants or the humidity blockers built in. And then they should be rotating their conditioning regimen. The hair is just like the body, so if they constantly use the same conditioners, eventually the hair will not respond. And this is just general. And once you build that foundation coming in with the proper shampoo and conditioning regimen, now, of course, your shampoos and conditioners should be sulfate-free. A lot of times, That's general. However, if they're experiencing any type of hair or scalp disorders, dry scalp, seborrheic dermatitis, eczema, psoriasis, they shouldn't be using any shampoos that contain SLS, which is sodium lauryl sulfate. And you'll find that a lot of the shampoos that state they're sulfate-free, they'll still have the SLS built in, which is very mild. A milder form of sulfate. And what sulfate is, it's just like you use a dish detergent in your hair. Sulfate strips the hair, makes the hair very dry. But as for the conditioners, again, rotating the conditioners, they should be using a protein and moisturizing treatment. However, too much protein can snap the hair, too little can as well, so they do want to make sure that both contents are properly balanced. And any other specifics that they may need, if they're suffering from hair loss, then of course there are treatment shampoos that are on the market that will cater to the hair loss, if their hair is very dry or porous, et cetera. Go ahead, Carrie.
No, I just wanted to jump in. I love this. I wanted to just say it seems to me that a lot of this would, there's no way that just a person on the street would kind of know these things. So how do they find a trichologist? I mean, does every hairstylist know all of this, or do you work with their stylist? What's the role of the trichologist in terms of how do you connect with the person? How does the person connect with you? How do they find you? And then what would you suggest that they do to even connect with a trichologist to begin with? Because it seems to me that they need to work with, you know, that they have to, it's an education process as well, it sounds like to me.
Oh, absolutely. It's tons of education is ongoing. You know, the industry is constantly changing, just like just with hair in general, it constantly changes. But my advice for someone that is looking to become a trichologist, I would recommend them.
Looking to connect with one.
I misunderstood your question. Okay, internet searching, like in my area, if they type in trichologist, you know, I pop up. I'm the only trichologist within, you know, the Hampton Roads area. The closest near me is in the DMV, which is in your northern Virginia area. Trichologists are very rare. I am creating a program where I'm working with stylists or cosmetologists, you know, providing them with a referral fee for referring to clients that are suffering from hair loss, and then I can write out a prescription on, you know, what they need to do if they, you know, when they return back to their stylist on, you know, what products their stylist need to use, you know, et cetera. Or they may come, you know, once a month to me and still continue their service with their stylist, you know, et cetera.
So it's like a team approach.
Absolutely. It has to be a team approach. You know, once they come and have treatments done, they don't want to return to what they were previously doing because they're just, you know, defeating the purpose. But like I said, for the most part, it's a, you know, an inner issue working inside out. So for the most part, if they're placed on the proper regimen health-wise as for, you know, nutritional supplements, then, of course, that will help you know, the outer. So that's pretty much what, you know, the steps we take. And then, of course, we treat topically and we come in with electrotherapy treatments. All of that is inclusive in, you know, coming to a trichologist. Hopefully I'm answering your question and not going around the
mulberry
bush.
No, I think you're doing a great job.
Okay.
And I'm listening to every word you say. My other question, I was just thinking as you were explaining that, what about the cost? Now, this seems to me that this is beyond, I call it para hair, this is beyond the you know, the typical styling services type thing in general. You know, of course, it can be part of it, as you explained earlier. But is this something that quite possibly insurance might cover? Is that even possible in some cases? Or is this, because it sounds so medical and so, you know, it just sounds very like a different level beyond styling services that you generally find with a hairstylist or a barber.
Now, that is a great question. Still to date, the insurance companies do not cover the trichology treatments. However, they do cover hair replacement. However, you know, it has to be pre-approved by their insurance company, and it will fall in the category of cranial prosthetics as for them, you know, as providing them with a solution, you know, to take care of their appearance. But still to date, they don't cover trichology, you know, the trichology aspect of it, which is sad. But we're working towards that at this point, and in the near future, it should, you know, come into effect.
And one of the biggest questions that I should have asked you kind of at the top, and you kind of explained a whole lot since then, which has been fantastic, but clearly the difference between a dermatologist and a trichologist.
Well, again, that's another great question, Carrie. You have so many great questions. The difference, and that's a very important question, the difference between a trichologist and a dermatologist. A dermatologist is someone who more so specializes in derma or skin. However, they have been trained to, you know, work with hair slightly. But when a consumer goes to a dermatologist and they say, okay, I have this issue with my scalp, et cetera, the dermatologist is only going to treat the symptoms, meaning they're going to maybe suggest cortisone injections or some type of topical solution, et cetera, which, of course, only pacifies the problem. On the other hand, or causes some other side effects. On the other hand, when a consumer comes to a trichologist, we take a multi-therapy approach to overall hair health, meaning that we're going to, you know, get to the source of what's going on to provide more of a permanent solution versus something that's, you know, only going to be semi-permanent or temporary.
Okay,
actually.
Got it.
They go to a dermatologist and, you know, they provide them with a topical solution, a lot of times it throws the pH of the hair and the scalp off, dries the hair out severely. So they may take care of one issue, you know, temporarily, but it causes another issue, you know, severe hair breakage, again, throwing the balance of the hair off. The hair is very porous. So I'm not saying that the dermatology solutions do not work, but if someone comes to me that has been to a dermatologist, I don't talk against the dermatologist or just pretty much, you know, tell them to put, you know, put the product.
You don't say don't go back to that one.
Right.
Okay.
What we do is we can take what they have and add to it to make sure that the hair is balanced, because the ultimate goal is when that hair is growing in, we don't want it to reverse. We don't want it to snap back off. So if the hair is growing into an unhealthy environment, if it's very dry, you know, growing into a dry environment, especially with the tighter curl patterns in the four categories we mentioned earlier, you'll find that the hair started snapping back off, so they started going, you know, backwards, and they'll end up with the same issues.
Well, I have to say, folks, Dr. James, you are just chock full of information. We're going to have you back often because our listeners. Yes, well, we'd love to have you because our listeners have a lot of questions. Hair loss is a huge topic. It's a big discussion, and today was a great introduction to it. but we need to have you back to break it all the way down.
Absolutely.
So that
I'd love
way,
to
yes.
That.
Well, we'd love to have you. Now, you know what, before we go, let me just have the folks out there know how to reach you again. Dr. James, how would they find you? Where would they find you? How would they find you and all of that? Please share that with our listeners.
Great. Thank you, Carrie. They can find me, or they can actually go to my website, which is Fruit of the Spirit Salons with an S. .com. They can actually schedule an appointment online. If they have any questions, they can send those questions over. I'm also on Facebook under Prenique, P-R-E, N as in Nancy, I-K, James. Instagram, Fruit of the Spirit Salons, and also Twitter. So all of the social media sites they can reach me on. Or they can call me, area code 757-452-0170. And as I mentioned, the name of the salon is Fruit of the Spirit Hair Care Studio and Clinic, and we're located in the beautiful city of Virginia Beach, Virginia. So I look forward to hearing from the listeners soon.
Absolutely. And folks out there, when you do contact Dr. James, please let her know that you heard about her right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. That's important. So Dr. James, okay, thank you. Any last thoughts that you want to share, things that you want to drive home, a point you want to drive home with everyone before we say goodbye today?
Sure. I wanted to add one of my websites as for the health of the hair. I do have another website and a company that I'm affiliated with. It's called www.healthyhair.idlife.com, wherein the listeners can go on my website and take a free HIPAA-compliant health assessment where it will identify all of their nutritional needs. Because, of course, our body, we're individuals, and, of course, our body needs individualized nutrition. So visit my website, fill out the HIPAA-compliant health assessment. It'll print them out. A comprehensive report is free of charge, so they can kind of get an idea of what their body needs nutritional-wise. And to end this interview, I would like to tell the listening audience, or let them know, that healthy hair begins with a healthy start.
Well, I believe that ID Life, I've seen them in action. Outstanding. Thank you for mentioning that.
All right. We're back live. And it has just been a phenomenal, phenomenal day here on the Hair Radio Morning Show again on this Thursday morning, December 8th. You guys were listening to Pranit James, and we did that piece a while ago. Just awesome stuff, of course, in a way of hair talk. Show number 796. Okay, so Nicole Marie, Queen of the Mornings, what did you think today?
Wonderful day, Carrie. I thought it was phenomenal as well. It was wonderful. It was absolutely wonderful. I thoroughly enjoyed the just the talk from just Keisha McAllister. I enjoyed the
That was
just wonderful. And Carrie, let me just tell our fans quickly that tomorrow you definitely want to tune in for a very, very special Girl Power moment. I'm going to have a special report on tomorrow on Brittany Griner. So please tune in to hear that tomorrow.
The breaking news. Absolutely. Yes. Breaking news. She's just been it's in the setup that, you know, that she's been swapped out for, a prisoner. And so this whole thing about her release, we're going to cover it from top to bottom on tomorrow's show. Great, great. Thanks for the reminder. So you don't want to miss it on tomorrow's Hair Radio Morning Show. Plus, it's Friday, Fan Day Friday. We've got Sam Enan, who is the head of BOPSA.org. And Dr.
Wonderful.
Millicent Davis. So they'll be on live tomorrow in the third hour. So from 8 to 9, we got a big, big show tomorrow. Lots of fan talk, lots of talk, and so much more. I'm Carrie Hines with Michael Hoppe. Michael, what about you? What were your thoughts today?
Oh, wow. I mean, besides Nat King Cole, I mean, I enjoyed that portion of the program. If it ain't Nat King Cole, it ain't Christmas. But one thing I did do as far as Keisha, I got curious about when she said she lived in a military town. And I got so curious, I had to Google it. I thought it was maybe an Army base. Come to find out, it's an Air Force base. It's a very famous Air Force base, Travis Air Force Base. Very famous base.
Okay, well,
it's been around
familiar.
Since World
well,
War II.
You know what, Michael? Hopefully she'll be back on in the morning. I think she's expected, we anticipate having her in the first hour tomorrow. So get up early and tune in. We're here from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, and you can ask Miss Keisha McAllister yourself. She's our new resident hairstylist right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. And so I'm super excited about that. And then Tuesday, you're back up, Michael, with Vet Talk Radio Show. It'll be an all-new episode. So tomorrow, maybe you can give us a preview of what we can expect next week.
Sound like a plan to me.
Okay. And I just want to remind everybody, next week we're live right here from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, and show number 800 will be on next Friday, a week from tomorrow, December 16th of 2022. It'll be our show number 800. And then we're off until New Year's Eve, in which you join us at night on Saturday night. That's 31st of December. We're counting down to the new year live on the Hair Radio Show. So you'll be able to dial in and be part of our celebration, kind of Dick Clark style. So I'm real excited about that. We're going to have a good time. Okay, so it's time. Let's go ahead and close out today's show. We have our outro, our wonderful Ophelia standing by. So I can't wait. And we'll be back tomorrow. Nicole Marie, great job. Great job on the show. Michael Hopkins, outstanding. You guys always knock it out. We're thanking all of our guests. You heard them on the show today. And, of course, Ms. Keisha McAllister, who helped me to open up the broadcast this morning, our new resident hairstylist. That's her lady, and we're super excited to have her. All right, folks, we'll see you back here on tomorrow's broadcast. Here is our outro. Ophelia, take it away.
It's time again to bring today's edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show to a close. On behalf of program creator Kerry Hines and the entire broadcast family, we say thank you to our fans for tuning in, and we hope you enjoyed today's presentation. It's a great honor to get your day started in the most informative and entertaining way possible, and we at Hair Radio take that task very seriously. I'm Ophelia, one of the newest additions to the lineup at the Hair Radio Morning Show. First, let's thank our incredible advertisers, beginning with our legacy sponsors. Rugged Evolution Beard Care, Divine Energy Luxury Candles, Carapy.com, Salon TV Network, The How to Get Rich in the Hair Business Book, I show host, Kerry Hines, celebrating over 10 years in release. Get an updated version today on Amazon. Be a guest on air or join the Hair Radio Morning Show for a panel discussion that's all about hair, beauty, and community, and be heard next door and all over America and these exciting places. The Caribbean, Canada, Europe, South America, Australia, Asia, and across the incredible continent of Africa. We are also grateful to our entire advertising family. Find out how you can introduce your products and services to the Hair Radio Morning Show fans, who are actually interested in what you're offering. Don't forget that we have a quick and free way to stay connected to your favorite on-air host or program guest. It's our own Hair Radio online community, where you can friend and follow others, join your favorite group's own page, all at our website at hairradio.com. Click on the Members tab. We're thrilled to have the best on-air hosting team in broadcast and internet radio. It's headed by program creator Kerry Hines with great co-hosts Nicole Marie and Michael Hopkins. Be a guest on air or join the Hair Radio Morning Show for a panel discussion that's all about hair, beauty, and community. You can connect with listeners who are next door and all over the